Keith Peters reporting the Israeli military has retrieved the bodies of three hostages in Gaza.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
It's the 70th anniversary of the Supreme Court's momentous Brown v. Board of Education decision that desegregated the nation's schools. The daughter of Brown v. Board of Education plaintiff Oliver Brown, Cheryl Brown Henderson, says the fight over which children to invest in continues in the U.S.
Anytime we can talk about failing underfunded public schools, there is a problem. There should be no such thing. Public institutions where most of us got our education should be world-class educational institutions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it will allow the prisoners to join in the army's depleted ranks. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 134 points, the Nasdaq dropping 12, the S&P 500 advancing 6. This is SRN News. A Tennessee venue cancels a pro-Israel gathering.
HaYovel is a Christian Zionist organization that was planning to meet at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel this month for a pro-Israel conference. But the officials with the group say the Sonesta received threats and canceled the event. HaYovel has engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of complaint to the hotel, pointing out that the cancellation violates a contract and restricts freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association is being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. New Jersey says the ban violates state beach access laws, but the association says it's within its rights to keep the shore calm on Sunday morning. SRN News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average above 40,000 for the first time, but the overall markets closed mixed today. More from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 40,000 points for the first time on a mostly quiet day for Wall Street. The Dow rose 134 points. That's about 0.3%. The modest gain on Friday came a day after the Dow briefly topped 40,000 for the first time. The benchmark S&P 500, which is much more widely followed on Wall Street than the Dow is, added 0.1%. The S&P posted its fourth weekly gain in a row. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. GameStop sank about 20%, giving back more of its huge gains from early in the week. The struggling video game seller predicted a loss of up to $37 million in its latest quarter. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.